into the world of technology. Let's see how the latest pieces or gadgets that have been announced and that have come out and are now in stores might impact and affect the way that you interact with the world and with the people within your immediate circle. So Samsung recently had their Galaxy Unpacked 2024 and a number of things were released. Something caught my eye though. Something that Samsung did really caught my eye. So first of all, the thing that took center stage were their folding phones, which is the Galaxy Z Fold 6 as well as the Galaxy Z Flip 6, which look absolutely stunning, I must say. They've each increased in price, which is also something very confusing, especially considering the fact that the folding and flipping phones that are from China are a lot more affordable and they can do exactly the same thing and they're much thinner and slimmer. So this was a bit of a confusing one for me. But however, they do look amazing and they do look stunning. And I'm a bit loyal to Samsung. I hate the fact that I am, but I kind of am. But it's not to say that I wouldn't jump ship, right? Because I do understand that none of these companies are infallible. All of them make decisions that are not consumer friendly, all for the sake of making more money. But let's continue down the list. And then another thing that Samsung focused on are their Galaxy Buds, which got an upgrade and a new design. And this is where, for me, I think the confusion started here, right? So they announced their Galaxy Buds as well as the new watch, right? The beautiful, beautiful watch that I think it's a Galaxy Watch Ultra is what they called it, which is exactly what Apple also called theirs, their Apple Watch Ultra. And this is the first generation of it for Samsung. And of course, Apple also has their first generation out and they're about to release the next generation. Now, it looks okay, let me rather say, for me personally, I think the Galaxy Watch Ultra looks amazing. I love it. I think it looks amazing. The Galaxy Buds themselves, the new design, if you remember that the previous ones used to look like beans, like quite literally a bean from a bean bag. If you remember, that's what they used to look like, right? And now this question really comes to me now, right? As to, with them, with their new design, they chose to give them an extended stem, and you get them in different colors, but the iconic ones they showed are the white ones, which have a light on the side if you're getting the pros. And then you have the ones that are just normal that don't have all the fancy things, but they have really nice touch haptics on the side that you can use to control volume and things like that. Now, for me, here's my thing. For both the watch as well as the buds themselves, the Galaxy Watch Ultra as well as the buds, Samsung looks like they did everything they could to make them look more like Apple devices. And I get it, right? Especially in the West, people want things to look more Apple so that they fit within that group. And this is the thing about us human beings. We love fitting within groups. And there's so much conversation to be had around this, because a company as big as Samsung, for them to throw in the towel and lose their previous designs. I mean, Samsung has very beautiful looking crown watches that are basically in a circular shape, in a sphere, circular shape. And they look amazing. They look premium. Of course, it's not the best use of the real estate, because Apple's design gives you a lot more off the screen to use. But I mean, you can argue the fact that people don't wear watches for the sake of the real estate. They wear them as fashion statements and for the functionality that they bring to the table, right? So these are really, quite honestly, questions that I have, questions that I'm asking myself. The last thing that they released, another thing that they focused on, are the Galaxy Ring, which is where it debuted this year in 2024. And I don't know where, I think Samsung is going to have to learn a lot from this first version of the Ring. Because from the reviews I've seen, I'm not impressed personally. And I don't even think it's for me. So do take that with a grain of salt. But it is a beautifully designed and you can buy a case that has all the different sizes of the rings in order for you to measure and then tell Samsung which one is yours. And then they give you a discount because you've already bought that case. They'll give you a discount on the buds themselves because they just wanted your size. It connects beautifully with your Samsung device, only Samsung device. One thing I have an issue with, it's not Android wide, it's Samsung specific. So they're trying, it's the first one of the very few instances of Samsung trying to lock you within an ecosystem, which raises a few red flags for me. But I mean, yeah, Samsung has not done this for so long and so much that I think they do deserve some leeway, like for us to let them get away with it. Just my opinion. And there's so much more to say as far as this tech is concerned. I mean, I haven't even gotten into the Galaxy AI, which I do think personally needs to get better. And someone like me is definitely going to make use of this. I'm actually looking to upgrade to either the S24 or next year, the S25 when it comes out. Let me know what you think. Do you think that Samsung should continue this trend of copying Apple and then you as an Apple user might actually switch to Android because of design? It really doesn't make sense.
Let's have a look what's happening in the tech side of things. Unfortunately, for several things that's happened by the state or governed by the state, we're still struggling. Namely, smart IDs and driver's license. I don't know if you've noticed, but there's a total amok running with the driving cards that's being printed. We've got one printer currently in this entire nation of ours that's printing driver license cards. So you need to have a bit of patience. And then we're also trying, as a government, is trying to start a new card system. We're also going to get better smart IDs and better passports. So let's see how that pans out. The good news, however, is that we've been, Eskom is the most successful it has been since 2022. So for the last couple of 100 days, 115, 116, 120, somewhere there days, we've had successive power, which we only had this long apparently in 2022, 2021. So Eskom is definitely on the up and up. One thing that is that's freaking me out quite a bit, to be totally honest with you, is the fact that MultiChoice is it's technically insolvent, meaning that it won't be financially able to provide anymore. That's why it's being bought over by Canal Plus. Now, Canal Plus is a French media house, a French media giant, and they, obviously, they don't want to split so that we can only have a super sport package, because I don't know about you, but I want DStv for the super sport, or for the sport, rather. But DSB Family and DSB Compact almost has no sport capability. So I don't know why it is. I don't know why DSTV keeps on doing it. They've lost 1.6 million subscribers in the last year. That is quite a substantial amount. You can obviously do the math. That's why they are technically insolvent. 1.6 million subscribers. If all of them were premium subscribers, that would be 1.6 billion rand that they have lost, which is a bit of a struggle. And the reason that this freaks me out a bit is that's where we get our sport from. The fact that it came at a premium, which I know is basically more than most people can afford, it came at a premium. But not only that, it was good content. You could have seen that it's South African guys doing the content, because the camera work was exceptional, the audio was exceptional, everything was just perfect. And that's the way it used to be with SuperSport. Now, if we lose SuperSport, I don't know what it's going to look like. If you want to watch rugby on TV, I would not know, because they won't be able to provide all this stuff. And that, to be totally honest, freaks me out quite a bit. And that's unfortunately it from my side with the tech that's happening. One thing that I would like to encourage you to do, however, and I thought about this for this entire week, that I need to share this on a Friday afternoon. Are you making use of Telegram? And the reason I'm asking is I just absolutely love Telegram. I wish more people would use it. I just absolutely love it. One of the things that I discovered now on Telegram is that you can mute a conversation, not like within WhatsApp for 8 hours one day or 1 year or whatever. You can actually set it so that, listen, I want notifications from this chat 2:15 tomorrow morning. And Telegram will actually mute it until then. You can set it up until the minute which you want to mute it. That's just such an exceptional thing. You can also share data with about 10 gigs of data that's being shared between Telegrams and Telegrams. You can share a 10 gig thing between two Telegram numbers. I just absolutely love it. I don't know why WhatsApp is still on the up and up and we don't see Telegram rising. Just thought I will share that with you. I'm trying to get people, trying to my utmost best to persuade people to make use of Telegram. Unfortunately, currently, doesn't look like it's working. But I will still do my best. That's it from my side for Tech Impact on this beautiful July evening.